It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 846.
What is happening, Gronks? What's going on? I forgot what I say usually. How are we?
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
There it is. There it is.
It was windy last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's one of those sort of, you know, natural occurring things that sort of
wind
sends you off to sleep. Just that rattling of the windows.
Yeah.
Or the whistling of the building.
Yeah, we have a real whistle in our
real building. Man-made problems, you know? Just real building issues is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it seems like with these apartments in a city, whatever, there's always issues. Like, Brian and I have been in, we've lived in three different, like, sort of modern apartments, one in Port Melbourne, one in Abbotsford, and now in Collingwood, and they all have, whether it's condensation as an issue, wind issues, because they're made for investment properties, right? So it's like...
Of course. I mean, but there are standards nowadays, like, they have to... I mean, they still... There's always getting around it. The old style, though, like... Solid brick homes, like there's, you know, you've got your own issues there. They could be dark, they could be damp, they're not enough light, different suburbs. I mean, it's all first world problems when you really have a roof over your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
Complaining about the whistle. Oh, mate, it's too comfy in here.
The whistles, I'm glad that I'm very grateful that I've got a room that isn't affected. Like, we have where our bed head is, anytime someone above us flushes the toilet, it's like a really like loud boom, boom, boom. Like, it's like they're just fucking shitting cement or something. But but I'm very glad that in this second room where I have this sort of my studio set up, there's none of that, so I don't have to worry.
Yeah. So I've noticed a real estate agent in my local area sort of taking a new approach to marketing in these unprecedented times, JJ.
Yeah.
I sent you a photo yesterday of this bottle.
It does look a lot like lube, and it's got a photo of the guy on the front. Does it come with a little packet of tissues as well?
So, I went out the front yesterday. There's a bit of commotion. Saw my neighbour and we decided to both...
commotion? It was just...
I don't know. It was just so you know. Chat, talking, you know, looking for something to do, to be honest. A bit bored. Yeah. And we walked over towards the letterboxes. And so, there's a line of them. So, there's five units in our townhouse block. And in the letterbox down the bottom... we could see these bottles, and they were big bottles. And I was like, fuck, all right, freebie. So, we go down and grab them, and as soon as I pull it out, I just see this guy's face appear. So, what I'm holding is a hand sanitizer bottle.
It'd be like 300 to 400 mils.
It's quite big. It would 237. But in saying that, like, it's bigger than 237 mils of this liquid feels big.
Yeah,
and then
it's definitely not like a. This isn't like a what's a hand sanitizer that would be connected to your key ring.
Absolutely
this is,
not.
This is huge.
It would pull your keys out of the car.
Yeah.
Or out
fuck
of the
your
door.
Ignition. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, this is a piece of promotional material that the local real estate agent, who actually sold the property we're in. I mentioned him in a previous episode where he had handwritten a note and then had it scanned and then handed them out in bulk, but at the bottom really made sure that it's like that you would that he didn't want you to think that this was not a personalized letter. I mean, he nearly got there, but I was on to him. And so now he's come through and he's handed out bottles of hand sanitizer all around the suburb. Like, I went out yesterday for a little drive and I was looking at letterboxes. Is this a Gronk move? Across the road, there is a house that's abandoned.
Yeah.
But there's a bottle of hand sanitizer in the letterbox. Gronk move if I go and grab it?
No, I think it's fine. Have you smelt it? Like, I'm curious as to the quality of it.
Mate, I'm very impressed. Very impressed. Very impressed with this hand sanitizer that he's done. I wonder where he's got it from. I wonder...
On the back, does it have any details? There's no back label, is there?
Essex, England, distributed by Inter Trading, Yarunga Road, Preston, New South Wales, Sydney. So, I mean, he must have dropped a bomb on this. But I kind of was like, fuck, that's what I want to do, something fun like that.
I mean, that's the thing. It definitely feels like a if you're going for school captain, this is a sort of like he would have definitely won school captain with the shit that he's pulling.
100%. So I just looked up some sort of weird merch ideas that people have done in the past. Definitely. And so there's the classic like air freshener for your car that could cause, you know, cancer or asthma. Could cause you to pull off the road. There's people who have done snuggies. So like the onesie style on the couch, nice blanket. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga did seashell bikini tops that have lights in them. Oh, so you put them over your boobs. And Eminem, this is the best. Eminem did, it's like a little display that is surrounded by plastic that inside of it is a brick. And the brick is from his house that he grew up in.
That's cool.
So one of his albums, he's standing in front of his house where he grew up. Mm-hmm. And so they've taken a bunch of bricks and it's like a little plaque.
It's like
hilarious.
That.
And so that's very unique. That's very unique.
I was speaking to Tony from One Trick Tony. Episodes come out every Thursday. Check it out if you haven't already. I was saying we should do some merch. What sort of merch could we do? And she came up with one idea that Bree wasn't a fan of. Maybe you can tell us what you think. A toasted cheese scented candle.
Toasted cheese samba.
Yeah.
Well, it's very, like, if you're doing it properly, it's a real buttery smell. Because
Bree's like, what about a fig? It's like, no, that's not what Tony's going for.
I wonder if you can get a toasted cheese sandwich scented candle.
Yeah.
I mean, Amy makes her own candles and you go to these places and they've got a plethora of smells, scents, I should say. I'm not sure if they're rocking the toasted cheese sambo.
I reckon it'd be great. Like, I could actually imagine that selling beyond Tony's clout. Like, I could imagine people not knowing about her podcast, but wanting 100%. The toasted, you know. That's quite cool.
What's her name? Grimes, who is Elon Musk's partner.
Oh, yes.
She did vagina rings. So,
what's like a mold ring?
It's like a mold of a vagina on a ring. And so, I don't know. It's very, she's a bit wacky. But then you can go down the path of branded all-purpose food bowls. So, it comes with a spoon, USB.
All-purpose food bowls.
So, it's like a whatever. You can put whatever you want in it. Mm-hmm. They're not stating it's a salad bowl. Although the picture has a salad bowl, has it full of salad. Mm-hmm. But I like the combination of, so you take something like a candle, which is a classic.
Yeah.
But then you go M&M's route, which is something unique and limited.
Well, that was a big thing with the MCG. So, MCG, Melbourne Cricket Ground here in Melbourne. There were two different guys, two marketers. Pete Williams was one of them. Dave Jennings was another one. They both were selling pieces of the MCG. Mm. And so, when the MCG's seating was taken down, they basically rushed to get all of the wood, and you can sell $300 or whatever, and they would put it in a nice frame, something. It feels like there's a few of these things, like there'd be a book that old mate real estate agent's reading, or there's some sort of club marketing club that he's part of where they're getting encouraged to do this stuff.
I've got an idea.
Okay, here we go.
So our lease in our current office runs out at the end of March, I think, next year.
Is it March? No, I think it's
January, February, March. When's Easter?
April.
It's April then.
Oh, great.
Because we moved in just around Easter.
Really? How do you
remember Easter long weekend.
Have you hidden eggs under the...
No, you would have eaten them, mate.
Sniffed them out,
No, but how about this? If we're going to move studios, which we haven't decided, might be... Rather than, because what we were going to do is just knock down the wall that we've built in there, we could start piecing up and displaying in a little box, like a little sort of M&M style brick.
I love this idea.
pieces of the Daily Talk Show studio. So, it comes in like this nice frame. Mm-hmm. It's got a plaque that says the Daily Talk Show studio circa, fuck it, whatever. Like, it's almost like the life of it. So, 2019 to 2021.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Version 2, because it's our second studio.
They completely knocked down the other wall, didn't they?
Which?
The Easy Street, our first studio.
Now, that's still there. That's still there. I reckon.
Could we get some of that wood as well?
Yeah,
I reckon. But maybe like a very exclusive.
That would be cool. So then we start doing it for each studio we make.
Yes. Yeah. But to be honest, I reckon, no offense, but I think we're going to evolve away from the wood.
No, but that's what I mean. There'll be some other version of it.
Yeah, sure.
There'll be some version of it. Like by the end of it, you're getting a piece of a chip of paint. Or you're getting a light globe.
Yeah,
I don't know. TV. It could get more unique. Like think about a book that's on your side on a shelf.
Yeah.
We could cut up a shelf that was holding a bunch of books. So you actually you squish together four books and you cut off that piece of the bookshelf. And you put that into a box.
Yeah, I mean, it's very egotistical, but I like it. The radio announcer in the US, Howard Stern, has so much stuff. He was talking on his show about... Thank you, Breezer, for the coffee. He was talking about... He has an expense at the moment, which is air-conditioned storage, because they were planning on doing a museum of his show that never happened. And so he had this warehouse that he was paying for, that was fully air conditioned, that was just costing him money every single month.
What? And so he was air conditioning it because of why? Because of what reason?
Because it's like you want it to keep it good, you know?
But what was in there? Just like random things?
Yeah, anything, any props, anything that was ever on the show, things that people sent to them.
It's just elaborate having it cooled, you know.
But they also had it catalogued so they could pull things out really quickly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's pretty outrageous.
Well, I think what you do is you end up doing a, you know, 1 to 100. And so it's like getting a piece of Shane Warne merchandise that is like there's only a limited run.
Mm-hmm.
You'd buy it at a raffle. You'd end up seeing this probably at the op shop later in life.
Yeah.
Do you know when I was in that stripping tour, Sydney Hot Shots.
Mm-hmm. Travelling New Zealand.
Travelling New Zealand in a stripping troupe. There was the merchandise that we would sell.
Your
was just
phone
so,
and your
so what, crap.
What's going it's, on?
Oh, that somehow my computer is pushing out notifications from different apps and they're somehow coming through.
It's okay.
It doesn't make sense. Anyway, they were selling the shittiest merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, some of this stuff ended up at the Selvos. And so you could go and I saw a Sydney Hot Shots t-shirt at a Selvos.
Oh, that's cool.
That someone had obviously bought when they were touring. I don't think I was a part of it. But you end up, you know, so it does sort of see the life beyond. You know, the Selvos aren't open at the moment. It's a real problem. And so, you're trying to do the right thing, but there's a pile building up that's actually become bigger than your household. Mm-hmm. And it's full of stuff that you want to donate to the Selvos, but you can't get it there because of COVID. Very frustrating, guys.
Yeah, well, it's like World of Books where I get my secondhand books from. They're not shipping at the moment.
Oh.
So, the secondhand book industry, I wish I'd bought more books sooner, you know?
Well, because you can't ship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's book the book buying game that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Preface that I haven't said reading. You kind of want to do it over time, though. That's exactly.
That's the joy of it, right? There'll be some sort of. I wonder how many people actually move it to the final bit, where it's in like a nice library, or they do like, because at the moment it's like, it's nice, but I like the idea. Like when Bree and I went for a walk yesterday, and we love like when it's getting a little bit dark and you can see inside people's houses, and there was a really nice bookshelf. Bree's like, you would like that place. Yes.
Is this the start of becoming a peeping Tom?
I think when it gets dark, looking inside. Do you think people do that?
No. It's like people watching. There's something about being able to just get a little, get a little sneak peek into someone's property as you're walking by.
Is it too much? The other day, on a Saturday night, I was in our bedroom and I looked out and I saw this couple making dinner, and she was completely off her chops, and it was just like she was dancing and all that sort of thing. And I was like, this is hilarious. This is great. But I was like, and so I was there. I was like, Bray, I couldn't do it. I couldn't watch it alone because I felt too much like a creep. And so where I went wrong is we turned off all the lights in our room so that they couldn't see that we were seeing them or whatever, and just watched it play out. Is that okay?
I know it's probably not on the other people's end, but if they're not doing anything.
No, but the thing is, crazy. It's not, but also it's, they've got blinds.
Exactly. That's the game you're in if you're in apartment blocks.
But surely there is, we should encourage that, like with ISO and everything. Surely what, there could be some sort of
spying on each other.
No, not spying on each other. But just people, like there's no one on Smith Street at the moment. The only thing I do is I sometimes like lay on my bed and try and like find people who aren't wearing masks, and then I create stories about why they're not wearing a mask.
Oh, definitely.
There was one junkie that last night, this was after curfew, and he was fucking sprinting and just screaming. He knew that he was outside of curfew, but he didn't know what to do.
He was saying he needs to get home. I need to get home.
Yeah. It did have that vibe.
God.
On the merch thing very quickly, and sort of incentivizing things through merch. So obviously the idea is that this guy sends you some lube in the mail and then you go, fuck, next time we're selling a house, we should use him. I remember when I was school captain and we were trying to work out a merch supplier for hoodies. Hoodies were a big, big thing. Like, were you allowed hoodies at your school? I'm guessing not. Private hoodies schools that weren't allowing hoodies.
100% No. But primary school, are you saying different branded hoodies, like just other people's brand?
So there was a really big thing in sort of the senior levels where in year 12, we all wanted hoodies. We wanted some like schools, year 12 some schools, hoodies.
Yeah, some schools do the year 12 branded hoodie.
Exactly. And so the principal, she was so against us wearing hoodies. Like she was really worried. She created a real good story about, you know, gangs and just like, you know, what hoodies represented. It wasn't going to be a good look for Hallam Senior Secondary. And but one of the suppliers, the people who like, you know, print and provide the hoodies, they sent me a package, and in the package was a catalogue, but it was also filled with chocolate, which I thought was very clever.
Like, mate, just, it's very smart.
Yeah.
So did you end up buying them, or you worked out? No,
the principal vetoed it, but we went hard on it. But you even see that with, I think it's Adore Beauty that does Tim Tams.
Send a Tim Tam.
A Tim Tam.
Yeah.
And so the other day, it was on a Friday night. Bree's like, oh, I feel like something a little sweet. And she'd hidden this Tim Tam, like it's, you know, the single packet Tim Tam things.
Yeah, I mean, there is something about like going obscure item. I mean, hand sanitizer is not that obscure, but I was pretty fucking... It's more the industries that are doing it. You expect it when you're doing e-com and you're getting a little something inside nowadays. If anything, it's like you're a bit pissed if you don't get a little treat.
Well, what about our client? We've got a client that does embroidery for workwear. Do you remember how much they spend on lollies a year?
So they had a good selection of lollies though. There was a good range. But wasn't it like 20K?
20 grand a year. Yeah, they spent 20 grand a year on lollies. And they, you know, they put like, is it fruit tingles, but like Lifesavers and Allen's.
That's right.
And they even have their customers, they'll say, hey, like, can you make sure, like, we want the red jelly frogs or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you give people an inch and they fucking start demanding degustation.
All of a sudden, they've become a lolly shop. It is a funny hack. Like, if you know that you've got a certain amount that you can spend on workwear as a business.
Yeah.
And the boss will let you get workwear, you could fucking... It's sort of Trojan horse. They're actually a lolly shop operation.
No one
knows.
What is... it's like... There's a local cafe that says... There's a sign that says like 25 cents for coffee. but then it's like makes up the other rest in some other cost. It's like, but you could say like you end up selling a product that's $100. You're like, the lollies are $100. We throw in the merchandise. Sure. We throw in the actual, you know, designer candle for free. It's
that actually reminds me of, I saw a, it was like a meme where it was a cafe where they had buckets and they said, if you, you fill up this bucket with trash, like rubbish from the beach, bring it in and you get a free coffee.
Really? Which
I think is a nice idea.
Oh, there'd be a bunch of people that do that. I want to go there. Where is it? I mean, they're probably not.
I don't know.
No, they don't need to be giving away free coffees at the moment.
I was talking to Mum over the weekend and James, Jake, like the whole family for Father's Day on FaceTime. It was a nightmare because Mum wanted everyone to be on their own FaceTime. She didn't want, and so Jake, Dad, and Mum are all in the same house.
Yeah.
But she wanted everyone to have their own square. And so she required Richard to go into one room, Jake into another, and then Richard didn't close the door. Richard, close the door! Because there's echo. And so it's all cancelling it out. And James, my brother's in North Carolina, I can't hear anything. Just like, this is a terrible connection. And then Jake's like, I reckon we can just share an iPad. So they're all on their separate iPads, or, you know, iPhones, iPads, all that sort of thing. Yeah. And then Mum said, she loves a good social media photo. Like, any time we're all together, even virtually, she wants a photo up. And so I did take a photo. I said, I'll take it for you because it's on a bigger screen for me. And I took it and I sent it to her. And the feedback was, she said, where are you? And obviously for her, we're big, but for us, we're little on the right hand, cause the small thing. And she wasn't happy about that because she's like, it looks like you weren't there.
You'd have to do a Photoshop job at that point. You can't. How are you going to get you all in?
It's all too hard. But anyway, the reason I bring it up is because Mum was telling stories. There was a few stories she told about, like, oh, I read this somewhere or I read that somewhere. But she was describing memes. Like, she spent so much time on Facebook. She's like, I read about this thing. I'm like, are you sure it's not a meme? And she's getting real pissed off about it. It's like, no,
well, it's Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on
Facebook. It's on Facebook. Yeah. I mean, the question, my mum floated to me over the weekend, just a question around why, she's like, I'm scrolling and at the after I finish, you know, catching up on the feed, she must be scrolling for a fucking long time.
Yeah, reaches like, the end of the internet.
She says this other stuff at the bottom, which I didn't ask for, is showing up. I said, you may as well get off Instagram then because that's the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's free and they'll push to you whatever they want.
Yeah,
it's like opening up the paper and being offended that there's a few ads in the paper.
Well, you know how I got Readwise, which was like the highlighted book thing. So it takes my highlights and it presents it in a nice way.
Yeah.
So when I was getting that, Bree saw that the subscription was going through. And then I, like, on my feet, I'm like, fuck, I just look like I'm wasting money here. And so I said, oh, I'm getting this because I'm cancelling The Age. So I don't have The Age anymore. So I'm just using news.com.au again. Man, it's just, like, just terrible. I swear there was a story about, like, fucking football plot, like, you know, like bad stuff about footy, right? And then, like, fucking five sentences in, it's like, get your KO subscription. And it's like, fucking, it's got like, just like, what's news, what's not news. You're fucking, like, you're halfway down and it's like, oh, this is a sponsored thing. And I start judging the people who are sponsoring that, like that type of content, like that are doing like pretending that, you know, they're providing editorial when it's just an advertisement.
I mean, when I was literally thinking about that this morning on that, so because I went from The Age where I got fed up because I had to, it kept on prompting me to pay. And sometimes, I don't know how it works, sometimes you get maybe a few articles for free.
I do it all the time. Yeah, I go incognito or whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can see one and click through. I was like, oh, fuck.
And then they start stinging you. But I was looking at, and then I was back on news.com.au and just thinking, It's a completely free news site. So this is where they do the deal with the devil at that point because they're making money.
If you don't pay for the product, you are the product, they say.
Well, yeah. Exactly right. And so you are a dirty news story about some footy players. That's who you are, Josh. You are the news story.
They're making money off me. That's the idea.
No, they're making money off you. Yeah, it's. I mean, do you think that getting off that subscription of the Age, you're better for it? Or should you get back on it?
No, I need to reevaluate. Like the last week, I'm just back to my old dirty habits of Instagram.
Oh, really?
And scrolling and just fucking like just...
What's happened?
Just bad stuff. Just like, I think it's when I get... it's stress. It's stress related. So it's like, for me, I've got a few projects due this week. And so it's just... It's that whole story of like... It's the same thing with food. It's just like, oh, you know what? It's the ego depletion. It's my willpower. I'm like, you know what? I'm dealing with all this other bullshit. I need to like be able to control something. And then you do shit like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to let myself scroll. But then the scroll doesn't make you feel good. Mm. Both senses, the cinnamon scroll and the Instagram scroll.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you made cinnamon scrolls yet? That's a big thing.
Nah, it's too dangerous. Don't start.
You'll just smash them.
Although Amy made the best apple crumble she's ever made last night.
Really?
And she
with vanilla ice cream?
Well, we had cream, but no ice cream.
Okay.
Which was
I'm more of an ice cream guy. To be honest, I love ice cream. Not a massive, like apple pie, apple, like any of those sort of apple-y things, apple crumble. I've gotten used to liking because I know that... It gets me ice cream. Does that make sense? But I'm actually more of an ice cream guy.
And so I bet you'll take the hit of the other calorie just to get to the ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is good. They are good though.
Yeah. The crumble, definitely, I think the crumblier, the better in some ways. Like if it's almost like a, you know, the bottom of a biscuit tin that's just being sprinkled, you know.
Oh, dude. She just nailed it, cooked it for the exact time that it needed. It was crunchy, crispy, but also, you know, not too. The apples were perfect. Oh, my God.
What's the concern with the apples?
No, they were perfect. Like, you know, on the outer side, they were a bit softer. Or getting towards the middle, they were a little bit harder, but not too hard. Like, perfect. Uh-huh. It's just sometimes you just get it right, you know. Mm-hmm. And Amy got it real right last night. Real right.
On the real estate thing, have you heard about this Selling Sunset show?
Yeah, I've watched it. Yeah, well, Amy and I love it.
That's
Selling
great,
Sunset.
Isn't it?
It's like Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, a bunch of real estate agents. There's like, you know, they're mostly ladies. And, you know, it's like done to the nines. These are like, think of a Beverly Hills woman. That's who they are. But they're great characters and it is such high production value, isn't it?
Well, it's done by the people who did The Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
it's phenomenal though. I don't remember The Hills being the perfect sort of show
because you want to, if you think about what Tommy Jacket loves, what is it?
Fake tits and fake teeth.
No, I was going to say house prices.
No, I'm joking. But that's what you get, a lot of that. Fake tits, fake teeth, lots of house prices. But, yeah, I love looking in those houses. And they're all just talking numbers. What is it worth? This, that, the other. You know, it's fucking great.
Do you think there's going to be a change in how much commission real estate agents get? Were you shocked by the amount of commission they're getting?
I don't know. Are they really? Are they really making like?
So there'll be like a $400,000
on a sale.
Yeah,
it seems outrageous to me. Like that is where you want to be if you're doing real estate, where every property you're selling is like $5 million plus up to.
Well, there was a commission. There was a commission where it was like on a $20 to $40 million home. I can't remember. The commission was $1.9 million.
There's your year. Like, just stop working. Just fucking go to the Bahamas or something.
It's pretty crazy. What do you know? What commission? Like, what does a real estate agent make in Australia? Nothing right now.
God, I don't know. Like 2%, maybe.
So what? Like if you sell this $500,000 home or something, what do you reckon they're $20,000?
I reckon they're only walking away with like a 15K max.
Mm-hmm. And then you spend $7K on hand sanitizer for the street.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who gave me the hand sanitizer sold this joint $750 or something, maybe $800. And like, but when you're doing that, you're doing them at scale. It's at that low end. You have to be doing lots of properties at that end. Back in the day, there was so much more money. Like, I remember real estate agents. I went to school with some kids, kids whose parents, Wilson, Pryor, like some of the big ones. But they just absolutely, it was that timing, you know. It's like the industry is at a point and house prices are going up and they're just selling fucking everything and they're making so much money. Probably now it's a bit harder, but when you're in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills.
How many episodes have you watched?
It's a bit of a guilty pleasure. Like when we're not wanting something too crazy. Maybe we've watched five over the time, but like we've jumped in and out.
You watch a beach volleyball, like you know them playing beach volleyball.
Nah. I've watched like. It's always great when they bring in like the young boyfriend and they're out for dinner at Nobu. It's like the LA haunts.
Yeah, that was controversial. And then did you see about like one of them that thought that she might be pregnant? She spent like a whole episode not knowing if she was pregnant, just being like, oh, I might be pregnant, I can't. And it's just like, mate, what are you, just check, just find out.
Yeah,
it's a good show though. I enjoy it. I think it is not very woke at all. It's like pretty problematic, but I think that is the appeal of it. Right? Is it's like 2020? It's a bit fucked.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend it's 2004, and you know we're watching MTV without thinking about they're using plastic straws. You know.
It's awesome. It's the girls on it are super famous now. Like it's one of those shows that's just catapulted these people, these LA celebs. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. Anyway,
it's very if we'd known about the show, you would have definitely tried to visit. When we're in LA,
well, and tried to get one of them on the show.
No. Oh, actually, that would have been great. No, but I was just thinking more. Just going and like I'm sure we would have been part like it was in West Hollywood. Is that where the real estate like just visit just fucking looking through the window, you know?
Yeah, I've actually seen a couple of the people have been on podcasts recently.
Oh really?
A couple of the girls. Mm-hmm. Too Much Tully podcast just came out today. She's having friendships, grudge graveyards.
What's a grudge graveyard?
Resurrecting friends. You'll have to listen, mate.
Okay.
You have to listen.
Can you give us a little hint? Is it just like...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's... You need to listen. Okay, I'll butcher it. And so, Too Much Tully. But anyway, she's having a girl on her show next week who had one of the girls from Sunset on, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Alrighty.
It's finished my smoothie.
It's a daily talk show. We're collating all of the different suggestions of what we could do. Crystal Andrews suggested a postcard or some sort of thing, like a mail, almost like a chain mail, but for, you know, old school where it's actually in the mail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great. Pen pal. Chain mail.
Yeah, the pen pal thing could be good, couldn't it?
Yeah. No. Yeah, the postcard, I like that. Anyway, send your ideas to hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah, perfect. Righty, guys.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, what else?
And the day after that, and also the following day, and then probably for another 7 years, we'll be here every day.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Like, it's weird, isn't it? Like, what's weird at the moment is, like, we see that everyone's still listening. We've like, you know, we're growing, you know. And so I wonder, it's like, it doesn't feel like it all the time. Don't you feel that way? Like as a podcast, like at the moment, like you go through ebbs and flows.
Mm.
And so when we're doing, you know, the big things where it's like very clear and visual and you're doing Friday Night Drinks, all that sort of thing is very clear.
Yeah, yeah.
But isn't it weird to think about, we actually have heaps of gronks listening right now. You don't really hear, like, you don't really hear about it. It doesn't feel like there's heaps of people listening.
It's a bizarre thing because it feels it when we went to LA to do the show, we had a quarter of the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
But it felt bigger. Yeah. It felt like I was on selling Sunset, to be honest.
Yeah. It is weird.
But I wasn't.
Could we do it? How do you feel about eventually having, I've sort of spoken about this loosely before, but big media company and like our podcast network having a reality show?
It would be cool.
So
why not?
You know, just do it like in, you know, new space or whatever, drama.
I'm definitely getting fake tits and my teeth done. That's going to be me.
Yeah, what's the... Yeah, we all get $20,000 on plastic surgery. You wouldn't be able to get your teeth... You'd be able to get your top teeth done. It's annoying, isn't
it? I will go full fucking Hollywood, bro.
Yeah.
I will get my teeth done. Uh-huh. I'll get a nose alignment and I'll get my hair bleached blonde.
What would I do? I would get a head... a head transplant, but I meant a... I'm in a hair transplant. That
that would be great. Get plugs.
No, well, it's not like, is that what it is? So, old mate from Barstool, El Presidente.
Oh,
he's got
it.
You know, his hair's fake.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, God.
He got a.
Just let it go,
thing.
Son.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Well, the thing, this is the weird thing. Like, my hair's grown back pretty well.
Yeah.
But then we've been watching all these things on YouTube where it's just like. I'm not seeking it out at all. It's like Judd Apatow's on GQ and he's talking about his favorite things. Mm. And it's like Rogaine. He's like, the thing with Rogaine is like, you got to use it before you lose it. And so this fucked up thing, the narrative they've said is it's like, no, you can't wait until you know if you're going to lose it because then it's gone. But then I've told myself, I'm like, I don't care about going bald. But
it does not matter.
But then... You get all these comments from people going like, oh my God, your hair's grown. Like, fuck yeah. Like, everyone's so invested in my hair growing back.
I know, dude.
And so what does that mean when I go bald? I'm just a piece of shit? And poor Richard Jansen.
Nah. Think about this. There's bald people who just own it. And they're the ones
And that's what
that
I'm keen to do. But there's so much... There's so many people that don't want that to be the thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, look, it's tricky. I'm probably never going to go bald, so I'm not talking from experience here. But
then I don't know. Like, if it's just thin, like maybe my hair will thin, but I'll just be a thin hair guy, not a bald guy.
Yeah, but then there's thin haired guys that just shave it bald because they're you know, like you can see scalp. You can see scalp at mid range at the top of your head. You're seeing the scalp. To get rid of it, it's something to come to terms with if you're going to, but don't, I don't know, just do you,
well,
man.
Well, the thing, I know. Well, I just
but,
don't know.
I suffered enough bullying about my face, my facial hair when I took it off. I'm never doing that again.
What were people saying?
Oh, mate, just, look at it. Hey, oh, my God. Fucking tiny dick. Where's your, no, I don't know. It was just like, oh, my God, you're so young. You look so young. It's like, mate, fucking yeah. I'm gonna go fucking full old on you, mate. I actually think it looks better with my beard anyway. Mm-hmm. It's
Glenn saying
it is weird though.
In the chat, fake tans for everyone for the.
Mate, Bond Street Dental, come at me, give me a pair of chompers.
Yeah, and then
I'll get a tan and some chompers.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.